I was living in Florida at the time, and my dad called me, and he wanted me to become a member of Augusta National, and I wasn't too interested in doing it. But he pushed me into it and said, well, I know you'll enjoy it when you get older and so on, so I really want you to do it. So I became a member of Augusta National in 1979. Augusta is a membership, local people in Augusta who are mostly doctors and lawyers, but mostly it's heads of corporations all over the country, head of Chevron, Bethlehem Steel, United Airlines, all these different companies and everything. And I'd met a friend there at Augusta who I had had work with me on the water business. My brother-in-law, married to my sister Pat down in Palm Beach, he was a distributor for Warren Petroleum in the butane business. But he also got into the bottled water business and had the trucks and he'd take it around to houses and to corporations. Well, it was my brother-in-law who introduced me to this fellow who had the source, the spring that the water came out of, and it was in the mountains in Georgia. And this fellow lived in Atlanta. So we went through the parameters of potentially buying out this man. We got down to the 11th hour, and I said, no, I really don't want to do this business. And he did. He went on, bought the company, and did very well with it. But I can remember being in touch with this friend in Atlanta, and he had an attorney he wanted me to visit with because he was a stockbroker before he bought the water company. And we'd talk about different businesses and so on. And at that time, the cable television was becoming very popular. I had this attorney come to Tulsa to tell me all about the cable television, how I could get in it, and it looked like I was too late to get in it because this was about 1984, 1985. And he'd got up to leave, was going out the door, and he said, you ought to look into the cellular telephone business. And I said, well, tell me about that. And he said, well, these franchises are coming up by lottery in Washington, D.C. So I said, come on back in. And so he sat down, and we talked about the cellular telephone business. You had to make an application for specific markets. The metropolitan areas had been going along, and they were probably midway through those, and then they went into the larger statistical urban areas and everything. You put up about $25,000 per application. At this point in time, 84, 85, I was controlling my own trust. My sister Natalie, regrettably and very sadly, died of cancer on her 49th birthday. So my dad allowed me to control my own fortune. So I put up several of these applications, and I won Eugene, Oregon, and I won Ponce, Puerto Rico. So here's Ponce, Puerto Rico down here, and here's Eugene, Oregon up there. And I decided to try and operate those would be very difficult. We opened up the one in Ponce, Puerto Rico just to say it was operating, but the McCall brothers were very much pioneers in the cellular telephone business. They were from Seattle, and they wanted to have all of the West Coast. At any rate, I sold the Eugene, Oregon to the McCall brothers, and then later on sold Ponce, Puerto Rico. Fortunate enough to win a third concession, which was the Catskills in New York there, just outside of Albany to Cherbourg over to Binghamton. We had all that space in there. So I started in the cellular telephone business, went up to New York and interviewed different engineers to manage the company, and fortunately found a good man, and he got everything technically set up. But he couldn't sell, so I had to let him go and get a marketing man. And that was quite an asset. I'd built it up to be very profitable. And about that time, I think it was 1990 or so, the government came out and said, well, we're not going to protect the telephone company that are there, the landlines, and whoever has the cellular telephone, but we're opening up business for everybody to participate. We were beating 9X hands down. I mean, such a large corporation as that utility, the people that were their salesmen really weren't hustlers. They weren't out getting the business.
What was the name of your cellular company?
Warren Cellular One. We were Cellular One franchise. At that point, I decided to exit the business, but that's what really made me a wealthy man.
The cellular business.
The cellular telephone business.